How do you dispose of hazardous waste in rural Alaska? At least some of it, the answers were given during a science conference held last week in Dillingham. KDLG's Mike Mason has the story.
Waste comes in many forms, including waste oil, batteries, solvents, cleaners, and fluorescent lights. Ted Jacobson is the solid waste tribal liaison for the EPA, and he was among the presenters at last week's Western Alaska Interdisciplinary Science Conference. He says the first thing that needs to be done is to identify if the substance is actually considered hazardous.
Pay real close attention to the markings on and the labeling on these things, whether it's placards or somebody has written on there.
Jacobson has been working with tribes in Alaska since 2006, and he's the president of the Alaska chapter of the Solid Waste Association of America. He's a trained rural Alaska landfill operator instructor. Jacobson says one of the most important things that tribal entities or cities need to consider is the cost of shipping hazardous substances out of state.
The truth of the matter is, in rural Alaska, and in fact, all of Alaska, there are no hazardous waste disposal sites. All that stuff has to be sent away.
Friday's presentation included details about how village officials could craft an ordinance that would govern the kinds of substances that can and cannot be disposed of in a landfill. Jacobson's presentation covered things like how to properly store hazardous substances and how to label substances when they're being prepped for shipping. One of the things he stressed was to try and reuse hazardous waste so that it doesn't have to be shipped to the lower 48 states.
If you got oil-based paint and you have that much left in the bottom of it, an inch left in the bottom of the can or whatever, put another coat on or paint the doghouse or do something with it. Don't just let it lay around until it freezes and then you have to throw it away and ship it out.
Alaska is currently the only state in the union operating Class 3 landfills, which are basically open pits that receive less than 5 tons of refuse a day. It's estimated that 95% of rural Alaska villages are using open dump sites. Jacobson's presentation about hazardous waste identification and handling in rural Alaska villages was part of the 5th Annual Western Alaska Interdisciplinary Science Conference that was held last week in Dillingham. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.